Woof, woof.
BDLP.
Alex, I need you to do some work for me here on the pod.
Okay, I got my laptop out. I'm ready to work.
Okay, before the podcast starts, okay. I need you to do this before the podcast starts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I need you to play Taps, the trumpet song. Okay. And so we now in this pod, you've already played that song, and then Kevin did it right there. Because...
Oh, you want him to edit it then?
Oh, yeah, he's going to. Yeah,
what the
yeah.
fuck did Why I just do that for?
He's done already. He's done no, it already. He's going to complain right now. Go.
I don't want to do that.
He has a small little bit of his Twinkie left.
Yeah.
And his VCC over here. I'm exposing you.
It's a vanilla Coca-Cola.
There you go. Because, sir, Rajon Rondo has officially retired.
Yo, you guys sent this in the group, and I saw it all over Instagram. And I still don't get it.
I didn't. You sent it in the group chat? Who sent it in the group chat?
I thought Ryan. I thought Alex sent it.
You sent it?
I don't remember sending it.
I don't think he sent it. I just,
somebody sent an Instagram, okay, a Twitter link.
Because I'll tell you right X. now, I learned about this 5 minutes ago.
No, this was in the group chat.
I learned that. I missed that. Was I at work? Was this sent in the morning or something?
Are you off Twitter?
No, I just didn't see it.
No, Alex sent it.
Why?
Oh, great.
You did?
Yeah.
He sent it right after Jackson Hayes' threw the leg dunk.
Oh, yeah.
I completely missed that. But anyway, hey, I just learned.
No, I sent a video of Rajon Rondo punching Chris Paul in the face.
There yes, we go.
That's okay. What I sent.
And then you
but
said the craziest
is...
part of this is that Lance Stevenson had to go break it up.
He was breaking up the
that.
Fight.
Yes. Okay. I do remember
yes,
that.
Yes, but the caption then... on that tweet is, "Happy retirement,
oh.
Rondo."
Didn't read it. I just knew. Also, we always have to bring up Brandon Ingram coming with a fist from the other side of
oh,
the court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like
ready
a
to
realm
go.
Shift.
Ready to go.
Like Mr. Fantastic just stretching his arm. Rajon Rondo. He hasn't played for 2 years, but he's officially retired now.
I think you have to officially retire before you can get in the National Basketball Hall of Fame.
He
so.
Waited 2 years.
Congrats.
If you had told me he was an all-star at all, I would not have believed you.
What?
He was just a role, like one of the best role players, but a role player to me on those Celtics teams.
He was maybe the second best player on two of their playoff runs.
But I feel like he got overshadowed.
Oh, yeah, by the big three?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you know how many all-stars he has?
Two.
Seven.
Four. Almost right in the middle.
Yeah.
And then that 2020 run. With Rajon Rondo.
He's one of the reasons we won.
We do not win without Rajon Rondo. Wasn't he calling in the bubble? Wasn't he calling out like Doc Rivers plays? Like during one of the games? Was it Doc Rivers or he was somebody's game?
No, I forgot who it was because his brother got in trouble for something. His brother was in the bubble with him.
Did he get in trouble?
His brother like yelled something at Russell Westbrook, I thought.
Oh, when he got kicked out of the game.
That's right.
Yes.
And they got into a fight with his wife. And then the wife started arguing.
The
Are you sure that wasn't when the wife punched the lady in the parking lot?
No.
Is this the Rockets player who was getting a little handsy? A little handsy with some of the assistants?
What?
Oh, what?
Yeah, there was a Rockets player who got kicked out of the bubble because he was getting a little handsy.
Did you know his name? Ime Udoka. That's who it was. I don't remember him calling out plays in the bubble, but I would believe it.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of, because he for sure did that. Maybe it was pre-bubble, but yeah, I remember like multiple coaches being like, calling a play and then them admitting like, Rajon Rondo calling it out, like, how does he know exactly what I'm running mm-hmm. right now? Yeah.
There's that one picture of him or like the video segment where he's the only person on the bench because our roster is so depleted before we changed and got to a championship caliber team.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Remember when he went and just sat like four seats down?
That's what I'm talking about.
What talking about?
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm just sitting in the real the expensive people seats.
Yeah.
Where that one guy sits there and every time I see him, I go, what do? You just sit right here? He kind of looks like, man, who's the guy that made the headphones with Beats by Dre?
Oh.
With I guess it would be Dr. Dre. Who made them with Dr. Dre?
Iovsky?
No.
Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Iovine usually sits next to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's just another guy. He always has the big leather jacket on that I think Kobe's wearing in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I think he's wearing like a version of that jacket in a lot of nights. But yeah. I never know who that guy is.
Yeah.
I think they're the...
What a twerp.
Yeah, what a jerk. I think they're the...
Oh, Alex, I don't like that.
Uh-oh.
And I say Iovine has like... or how do you say his name?
Jimmy, I don't know. I think it's Iovine, but I just say Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah. He has old young man disease, where he's like yeah. an old man who dresses young.
Yeah.
And has
yeah.
stupid like a beanie hat.
Jeff Bezos, dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're the WME seats, but I'm not sure.
Warner Music Entertainment.
Shit. I don't think they're WME. What was I thinking then? Who's the agency that that has... they have sports agents now. But
William Morris?
William
CAA?
Morris?
I think it's CAA is what
I'm
thinking.
I'm probably right, yeah.
I think it's CAA.
Yeah, I'm probably right. The Rondos are also...
I think
William
every
Morris.
Major agency has a sports department,
damn.
But all right.
The Rondos are also responsible for one of the best post-championship celebration pictures.
With the kid?
With the kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shirtless Rajon.
Bottle.
And the bottle of Martinelli's, I'm assuming. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And his kid's
for
drinking
the young
it.
Fans.
And he's got the pose, like the whole, the,
oh, yeah.
the champagne bottle hold already down.
Uh-huh.
The tip and just, yeah, downing it. And Rondo's just tired of shit.
I can tell you as a dad, if I had a chance to win a thing, I'd practice.
Oh, yeah.
I'd practice with the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, hey, hold this real quick.
The only player to play with the Boston Celtics and Los Angeles Lakers and win a championship on both. I think that's true.
And I'm certainly not going to fact check.
I'm not going to fact check.
I'll tell you right now, somebody at home is going, Alex, I got to check Alex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Alex forgets that we signed Robert Parrish to a 10 game that 1 year. It's like, I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
In 2001, we signed him.
Robert Parrish?
Yeah.
Wasn't he dead by 1980?
LeBron also said, I highlighted this, Rondo always talked about if he ever teamed up with me, he knew we'd win a championship. Is this one of those things that LeBron just says?
Oh,
after,
yeah.
After the fact that he knows he's right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some would say a lie.
I wouldn't
say a
lie.
It's a past prediction that came true in the future.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Say that one more time.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that. I'm going to use that from now on.
He did like Migos in 2007.
Yes.
He knew they were coming.
He liked Migos 2007, knew they were coming in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And then...
In 2000
and 9,
yes.
produced their first
uh-huh.
mixtape.
That's right.
Yeah, do you remember in the Bible when they lead John the Baptist down and he takes off the mask and he can see the future? LeBron was there with him.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
LeBron was there. And and while John the Baptist is looking at everything, he's like, wow, there's going to be cars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron put on his headphones and listened to Migos. That's what he did. And then he saw Rajon Rondo talking to him.
Is that in the King James Bible? There's going to be cars
it's
and
in the
shit?
King, yep. Mm-hmm. The new King James version.
Rajon Rondo. Thank you for your service.
Yeah,
thank
your sacrifice.
Your
yeah, yeah.
We loved you here. We hated you here. Are you going to say you didn't love him?
No, I really liked him.
Yeah.
He warmed all our hearts when
he
knocked the fuck out of Chris Paul. And also spat in his face, but it's such a little thing on the replay that he
yeah.
didn't do it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was quick and hawked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so low key. He also doesn't open up his mouth or make a spitting.
He slipped it right
in.
He's done
right
that
in.
Before.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
was practicing.
Can't even do
yeah.
it.
He
that
made,
and the bottle photo. It was all practice.
Yeah. He made the guy who died from Crenshaw. He developed
Nipsey.
Nipsey Hussle.
Oh,
smile
yeah.
for the last time.
For the
That's
last
right.
time.
For the last damn time.
Nipsey squared up. I forgot
yeah,
about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. He had the stance.
Oh, yeah.
He had the stance. That was a somber, a bittersweet moment to start the pod on, but we had a damn good week.
What a good week.
We are in ninth place.
Isn't that where we were when we left last time?
Yeah, we were. And we've been that way since for years, it seems. I can't even tell. It's are you putting more stuff here? What's happening? You're consuming so much. I just like look down and look up. and you're eating something else.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Go on.
It's an audio medium. They can't see how much I'm eating.
Oh, I'm exposing you. Yeah, we went 3-1 since the last time we recorded. Please do not check our three-point shooting in that first Pacers game. Do not look. Do not look. that game was bad, just all the way through.
It might have been the worst game we played all season, and we've had a lot of them.
I mean,
that sounds too dramatic, but
we were close.
It was pretty bad. Okay,
in the
bad.
First half, even when we were close, I mean, this is the game where like nothing went in. At any point, we scored 90 points, and it felt like we scored 9 points.
Yeah, we also got off to a bad start.
Yeah,
where we were like 1-9, I believe.
And it felt like we went 2-18 after that.
Yeah.
You know, the Pacers held us to 150 the game right before this. You know, holding a team to 150 seems like we should probably get close to that again. Maybe. Felt like we should. Possibly.
Yeah, instead we scored less than a third of the points.
We helped them get tacos.
Really?
It would have been if we're, you know. Yeah. I just want to say again, I fucking hate TJ McConnell.
Oh, yeah, that little worm.
This little fucker is just constantly running around. I want to just swipe at my TV, like, get him out of here. He's like a little fly. I'm just buzzing around. Get him out of here.
Get out of here.
Little fly swatter. Who's our fly swatter on this team? Should have been Cam Reddish. Get 6 fouls on TJ McConnell specifically.
That's how you do it. You got 6 of them.
Moving screen. How about move your elbow into his aorta?
Okay, that might be a little bit. Looks like we have him bleed out on the court.
How about moving screen? Move your knee into his gonads.
Move your knee into his knee.
There you go. Sacrifice. Quick,
boom. Both of you go down. It's not going to feel good for anybody.
Yeah.
You ain't coming back.
Speaking of Cam, he was a rotation player in this game. 13 minutes, -6. Only had 1 foul.
That's, you got to use him.
He only had 1 foul, and he had more fouls than points.
Ooh.
In this game.
Damn.
It is rough to watch any game where a team has Cam Reddish as a rotation player.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the start of this season also. We really built up Cam Reddish's confidence to not do anything with it, and also he stinks.
He had terrible games to start, and then he had 1 good game, decent game.
Yeah.
And then LeBron was like, I knew the entire time. Mm-hmm. I knew it was in it was in him. And then he decided to play good defense, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt, and then he's not doing anything now.
He's away for personal reasons. I don't know what those personal reasons are.
Wait, now he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Man, I wonder a lot if you could take a sick day in the NBA.
No, because he played. Let's see. So he played rotation, like a good amount of minutes in Pacers. He played in the Nets game. He didn't play in the next game after that. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. He played the first 2 games this week, didn't play the last 2 games this
That's
week.
Right.
I thought I saw him out there on the floor, on the ground, not doing anything.
That was Colin Castleton.
Okay.
What? Nah, if there's any two dudes that don't look like each other.
That's a bit.
Okay, good bit.
Okay.
I saw that the Lakers are 3-9 in the last 10 years in Indiana.
Let him have it. That's fine.
No, good. I don't think we should let him have it.
Let him have it. You know what we have? A ring. I'll take that.
A legacy of winning.
A legacy of winning. We have a ring against them.
We have Jack.
We have Jack. Reggie Miller grew up here, went there, got nothing. I don't know where he lives now.
He came back.
He lives here again?
I believe so, yeah.
You know that guy's really big into cycling?
So is Ray Allen.
Yeah, they should cycle him out of TV.
Yeah, that's fine.
TNT should cycle him out of TV.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Listen, as a guy from the Inland Empire, when someone from the IE makes it, I support him.
Where is he from?
He's from Riverside.
Riverside?
Yeah.
Did you just say that right now and then I ask you again? Did you just say that like 10 seconds
ago? I think I've
ago?
Said it every time okay. we've recorded.
I'm more
My
of a
favorite thing to do is to ask something that re-ask something that somebody said 10
Did
seconds.
You say that?
I'm more of a Cheryl Miller guy.
Everybody should be.
Everybody is. They should
yeah.
be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they didn't give me the option of listening to her call the game.
Why isn't she on TV?
Sexism?
That's right.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I just saw our 3-point percentage in this Pacers game. I
oh, you shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done that.
It's like a Hellraiser cube.
Again, we just let Pascal Siakam do whatever he wanted. It was very annoying. This game was annoying.
What's more annoying, this game or saying the word Siakam?
Siakam. Siakam. Sounds like a... I don't know. I was trying to do a Catskills joke or something. I can't think of anything. Anyway, this Pacers game. It sucked.
Siakam.
It was Siakam. Annoying.
Siakam.
Jackson Hayes is in this game. 2 points. This is...
Don't forget Max Christie.
Is in this game for 2 minutes and got a point a minute.
That's right.
So there you go. Yeah. This
Do you count zero as a positive plus minus?
In this game, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more than LeBron James. It is nice that LeBron only played 34 minutes in this game.
Good yeah, but it's because we were stinking it up.
Yeah, this game sucked, and it was annoying.
Also, it was one of these classic trap games where it was like the fourth game in, or the third game in 4 days.
Yeah.
So everybody was kind of worn down after the back-to-back.
This is like a pitcher, or the batting order seeing a pitcher for the third time.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers saw us again
mm-hmm. they
in like less than a week. Right? Wasn't it like just a week before that we were playing them?
Did we get the...
Yeah.
We did, huh? Did we get the in-season tournament?
We got the
trophy against them.
Yes. And or were Pelicans or them?
Them.
No, it was them. Yeah, yeah.
Them,
it was
right?
Them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We beat them for that.
Yeah.
We killed them on that one. We scored 150 on them.
Yep.
They scored 149.
They did. Uh-huh.
And then this is the third time through the rotation.
Exactly.
I'll take the two victories that I got. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them enjoy it. They live in Indianapolis.
They didn't win $500,000.
Each.
That's right.
Each.
Let them go have a parade. They can go. What do they have? One hot dog stand, and then it's a grass field, followed by a cornfield, followed by a grass field,
followed by Larry Bird. Just
followed by Larry Bird.
Hello.
And then that one lady and her mom who remodel houses, and then that's it.
That one lady and her mom.
They're on TV. They're on the TV. You ain't never seen them. You ain't never seen them on the TV.
On the telly.
It's the mom and the lady. She's a red hair.
Mom and the lady, and she's the red hair.
She's got red hair. They remodel houses.
If it ain't Chip and Joanna Gaines, I'm not watching.
Did you see them remodel the hotel?
No.
How about the castle?
No.
You're not even trying, dude. You're not even trying. There's a lot of great ones.
Okay.
There's a lot of great shows. One called, I think it's called Restoration.
Is this on HGTV?
Well, they've merged with Max. So it's on Max.
What?
They just do houses in the IE. They're like, this is a vintage house in Redlands. We're going to remodel it. It's great.
Oh, that's great.
Dude wears regular clothes like, I don't want to say regular clothes like me because I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like me. And then he has a cowboy hat the whole time. And he's in the Inland Empire. I grew up there my whole life. Never saw a goddamn cowboy. But
mm-hmm.
he's got that hat.
Yeah, when I was going to school in Orange County, there would be a bunch of, like, you know, Pendleton guys, and they all hung out at this one bar that was, like, a cowboy bar.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only time I saw cowboys.
Yeah. Were you the one putting up the 909ers go home billboards?
Oh, can't say that with me. I wouldn't say that was me.
We had a cowboy bar in Covina. Montana's. Shout out to Montana's.
That's in San Dimas.
Yeah, I know, but... It's like that's where the hub is, Covina and San Dimas, Glendora. And
didn't even grow
places.
Up there,
dude. It's like 35 minutes away.
35
from Covina.
35. Yeah, Montana's. Insane place. I went there one time.
Was it fun?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, cowboy bars kind of stink if you're in the city. I'm sure in, like, Montana or whatever it's great, but...
That's true. Yeah, it's like a...
It's just a bar at that point.
Yeah, and it's a play bar. You're not... You're playing at cowboys.
Dude, in the country, do you think they have city bars? Do they do the opposite?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. People just wear their Dodgers hats and jackets.
Yeah.
And they're like, give me a kombucha.
And yeah, try to talk like in a New York or LA accent.
Hey, I'm walking here. They keep getting pinball machines and they're like, am I supposed to hit it? What do I do with this?
I just got done in Wall Street. Oh. It's time to go to the fucking bar.
Wall Street.
I lost it all in crypto. God damn.
My bisexual daughter is causing me a lot of stress today.
That boy got blue hair.
We had...
There's no parking in front. Go ahead.
Oh, that would be the worst.
That'd be the worst.
Anyway, we played some
games. Went from the most annoying game of the whole year to straight into the best quarter we've ever played of basketball in the history of what's the man who invented basketball?
Naismith?
Yeah.
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 Is he a doctor?
Wasn't he a doctor?
Dr. Naismith.
Yeah.
Oh, like a doctor, or did he like they gave him a degree at
a
university?
I think he's like a Dr. Buss doctor.
The Dr. Buss was a doctor.
He was a doctor of chemistry.
Yeah.
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 Was this guy like an American? Like, hey, why don't you come give a speech at our college? We'll call you a doctor.
Pretty sure that was a
okay. We'll give you a doctorate.
31-11
and
first
that
quarter.
Doesn't tell you the story of how much we fucking kicked their ass in that quarter. Also, we only win by 12.
They decided to play basketball, and then they kicked our ass in the third quarter of this game. But it wasn't enough.
Nope.
No. Also, this was Miami Heat LeBron.
How so?
9 of 10 from 3, 40 points, 7 rebounds. No, sorry. Wait. Yes, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, plus 22.
They're honorary doctorates. He's not a real doctor.
Okay, just checking.
In 37 minutes. And those 9 of 10 from 3, a couple of those were
insane.
Look like somebody in real time edited CGI, the basketball going to the net.
The fadeaway to the outside is
fadeaway
going out of
to
bounds.
The outside. Yeah, insane. There was a couple, like, I think the one right after that was crazy. I saw that. I don't understand how this is. His true shooting was 105%.
That's good.
How does that work? I don't know. I thought true shooting was just adding up your average 3-point, your field goals made, three-pointers made, and free throws made. Somehow that adds up to 105?
No, I think true shooting is like every way that you score has a different kind of shooting indicator. So you're scoring like over 2 points per possession.
So that's why we keep him around.
The most you can score in a possession is like if you're not shooting threes is 2 points.
Okay.
But if you're shooting,
I got a grip on that.
Yeah. But if you're shooting free throws and you're making all of them and you're shooting threes and you're making all of them and you only miss three shots, then you can score over that amount of points per possession.
Okay.
Would you like the equation?
Sure. Let's hear it.
It's points divided by 2 times TSA.
TSA
is your field goals. Plus 0.44 times FTA.
Yeah. Free throw. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So I was part right. I knew you somehow you combined the free throws and your field goals made. And yeah. Do not look at our bench scoring in this game. Do not look. Do not look. How does our bench only – we score 116 points and our bench has 2 points.
Yeah, the only person who scored on our bench was Gabe Vincent coming
He's
off
back.
Of – Yeah, a horrible knee injury.
A horrible knee injury. He's back, played 14 minutes, was a minus one, which –
Hey, what do we do about the fact that Spencer Dinwiddie played 21 minutes and had 0 points?
Bro,
I think he should go to the basket more.
I'm with you here.
He shot twice.
Did we not let him?
It's two threes. He misses both. I wonder when those were, too.
They were early from what I remember. I had to listen to this one in the car. Yeah, one was in the first half and one was in the second half.
I
had to listen to this in the car, and the game was they were so good at calling this game that they were losing their mind for every LeBron three that I could visualize them. And then when I got home, I looked up on House of Highlights because the falling out of bounds three that LeBron takes, I was like, that looked like it was visually amazing. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, they nailed that. That's exactly what I thought that looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I watched this whole kind of – well, we were unraveling because it was almost tied up, and then LeBron just went on a run. Cam Thomas for a second thought he could compete. It was like matching threes, mm-hmm. and then LeBron was like, I got to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled out that corner three. It was beautiful. Right.
They gave him a nice ovation in this game, too.
Standing ovation on the road.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't realize that Brooklyn is, like, worse than the Clippers in terms of New York City accolades.
Worse than the Clippers?
Worse than the Clippers. Like, if you think the Clippers are bad in L.A., where they don't have, like, the type of fandom they have, Brooklyn is way worse.
Damn. That's rough.
It's a tough scene for them.
If they move, does Jay-Z still get to be the owner?
Didn't he sell his steak?
He did.
Yeah.
I think all he just had was really expensive season tickets.
Yeah, I think he owned like a half a percentage point.
Mm-hmm. So
got to do that concert. That was it.
So Rui
that
had
concert
a
didn't age well.
It doesn't age well?
Well, wasn't it a Watch the Throne?
Was it Watch the Throne?
I believe so.
No, he's by himself.
Oh, really?
Also, Watch the Throne ages well. I don't care what Kanye says after. Watch the Throne is great.
Somebody's selling their Kanye t-shirts. I'm not the person who's doing that.
No one's buying. They keep telling me they'll buy, and they don't buy. If you want two Kanye t-shirts, one from the St. Pablo tour, the other one from 808s at the Hollywood Bowl, two nights only. It's from the second night.
The
I got them.
That sounds horrible place to watch Kanye.
It was great.
Really?
But you know what sucked? He had all these dancers. I think he had like 100 dancers.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I were like, we'll take the train. We don't want to deal with parking, and we'll walk up from Hollywood and Highland.
Oh, sure.
Which was fine. We had to walk back at the end, and we're on the train with like 98 of these dancers. And I was like, you guys couldn't even shuttle bus them back to a hotel or something? Like, help these dancers out.
Yeah, they just danced for it.
They just
hours.
Danced, and then they had to walk all the way back down to Hollywood and Highland. They were on the train with us. I was like, this doesn't seem fair.
That's bad.
That's not good.
Rui is a good player.
Really?
Rui Hachimura is a great player.
What proves that for you?
Watching him.
That's a good thing to do.
I love seeing him. I think he's got like an insane amount of rebounds in the past like 5-6 games. It's something like 40 or 50 rebounds in like 6 games or something like that.
Well, we almost lost a game because Rui Hachimura couldn't rebound the ball. It was that Bucks game.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like there was a rebound coming off, and then Beasley gets it in the corner for three. And you hear LeBron and Anthony Davis being like, just rebound the fucking ball. And I think he took that to heart.
I also saw this.
I love that we can bully people into doing their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we've been doing.
We've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
It's been done before, and it'll happen again.
As long as this podcast has been alive. And the people who don't get bullied into their doing their job, bye-bye.
See ya. Did I tell you I went golfing with somebody who got mad at us? I didn't tell him. I was a big Lakers fan. He was just complaining about Lakers fans the whole time we were golfing. And he's like, can you fucking believe they bullied KCP? Now they think Talon Horton Tucker is going to be great. And I was like, we don't think that.
No.
We don't think that at all. No. When his stock was high, we were like, get him out of here.
Afuera.
Trade.
Didn't do it.
Rui Hachimura.
Alex is not editing this.
Oh, he's not.
Oh, not.
And that, I didn't want him to edit that part.
I've listened to the pod before,
yeah.
And it's us going, okay, Alex is going to cut that out.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard it. Rui Hachimura has been the single most efficient offensive player in the NBA in the month of March. He is scoring 1.31 points per possession.
That's bonkers.
My baby is so good.
He's ahead of Michael Porter, Paul George, Evan Mobley, even ahead of LeBron James.
Hmm.
He's ahead of Jokic too.
For the month of March, yeah. So Rui is number one in the month of March.
Wow.
In points per possession.
Give him the MVP.
For March?
Yeah,
For March.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Sixth man of the year?
Rui is a damn good player. And it's not even that we need him to score that much.
But it's nice when he does.
It's nice when he does.
I mean, see, looking at this bench production, we need him to score.
We kind of do need him to score.
Do we?
Yeah.
He scores a decent amount in these games, but nothing like lit up. It's
no, but it feels like we could use every point.
Yeah, sure, we could use every point.
But I mean, yeah, just his rebounding. When you watch him like get under, just he really plays hard. He plays on defense from start of the shot clock to the end.
He plays.
You really do sound like you're giving a perfect attendance award when you go over his highlights.
And he deserves it.
He's there every day.
He is an Iron Man also.
He is an Iron Man.
That's start of the year on the bench for... And the reason you started on the bench, Alex, was...
Absolutely no reason.
I wanted to tank the team.
But we need to peak right now, and it feels like Rui is a big part of that.
He's a huge part of it. It definitely feels like the team is peaking. It would just be very nice if as we peaked, we went up the mountain.
Yes.
That would be cool.
It would be nice if as we were climbing Everest, the Everest was also not moving up at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like the game where LeBron was shot 9 of 10, those shots, I still were like, why are you taking these shots? And they went in, obviously. Rui, I kind of trust when he makes a shot.
Yeah.
I like when he's at the 3-point line and open or slightly contested, I'm like, he's got it.
He's got it.
He's still the best playoff 3-point shooter in the history of the league at 53%.
Wait, what?
I didn't know that.
How many playoff series has he played? Don't even talk to me about that. I don't want to answer.
He's played 3?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was 53% through the whole that 3?
Yeah.
Nice.
What was that, like 3 shots a game, though?
No, I mean, I think it's on high volume here. I'll look it up.
But if we do get back to the playoffs, we get through this play-in game and then the other play-in game, hopefully, if we don't make it up to the first play-in game, do we get Lonnie Walker back? Are we allowed to take him with us?
Yeah, you can snatch players up.
I feel like you should be able to pick up some people. Everybody can get one.
I feel like you could do that if... Okay. They have, like, a certain contract. Like, if you beat the Mavericks, you can't just pick up Luka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to be smart.
Yeah, it can't be Luka. That's not fair. But if you wanted the guy who looks dumb but dunks a lot...
Guy who looks dumb but what?
You know who I'm talking about. If you wanted that guy, I feel like that's fair. Like
on the Mavericks?
Yeah, you can't get Luka, you can't get Kyrie.
Guy who looks dumb.
But you can get the really tall guy who just sits in the dunker spot and fucking annoys me every time we watch.
Oh, is it the guy who has like the brick face?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just cut him.
No, that's not who I'm thinking of then. They wouldn't have cut this guy.
Either. Yeah,
this is a guy that I feel like if I looked up how long he's been with the team, he's been there 2 years or 9 years. I can't. Dwight Powell.
Dwight Powell.
They just cut him.
They just cut Powell?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's either contract or you can pick up a player who like didn't start so many games. Like he can't be like a regular starter.
Yeah, he has to have like an average minutes of like 18 and under.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18 would be the absolute max.
Yeah. This points per possession thing in March that Rui is on top of, it's cool to have two players on that in the top 10. Rui and LeBron.
We are listening to you, but now we're trying to Google. I'm trying to Google Dwight Powell.
I'm trying to roll, baby. I'm trying to roll. Rui is good. Brooklyn Nets are bad. The Lakers are good. And we proved that in the next game against the Toronto Raptors when we won. And we played very well. We started 34 and 25 in the first quarter. And it really took it to them in the third quarter. I mean, we won that quarter by 15 points. And it ended up being 128 points to 111 points against the Toronto Raptors.
Good for us.
We only, and you know what? The thing I have to say about this game is that basketball was played, and I was waiting to see if one of you guys would say so. No, hey, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but, you know, the Lakers get screwed on free throw attempts. We only had 12 attempts in this game to the Raptors' 21 attempts, and I think the league needs to do something about that.
I would tell, a lot of people have said they are. And we're getting all the calls. So it's nice to see that those people are wrong some games.
And you want to know, actually, it's funny that you bring it up because I was going to save this for later, but the Lakers are the fourth most affected team by wrong calls in the last 2 minutes this season, according to the last 2 minute reports.
Mm-hmm.
We're the fourth most effective negatively.
Yeah.
The Nuggets are the number one team to be affected positively.
Who would have guessed? Mike Malone gets out there, starts crying. All of a sudden, everyone cares. Yeah.
I was wrong. Dwight Powell played on 4-4.
Yeah, I just tried. I was trying to look it up too. I was like, they wouldn't cut Dwight Powell.
Twitter lied to me.
The only team
hold on. Did this come out 3 days ago?
Yeah.
April Fool's Day, Alex.
Fuck.
You got caught on April Fool's Day?
I got caught on April Fool's Day.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dumbass.
What are we, 9? Did you get pinched on St. Patty's Day too?
Yes, I did because I didn't wear green.
You're a damn fool.
You are. This dude, come on.
Rui was shooting 2.4 3 points a game, three-pointers a game in the 22.
That's
and he's
good.
Actually played 21 playoff games. And he shot 60% from three with Washington.
Did we go 7 games each fucking series?
No, because
we got
six.
Swept.
Yeah, 6-6 and 4. The only teams affected worse, more negatively than us are the Sixers. They've gotten most screwed this year. Then the Pelicans and the Celtics.
I don't like that. I was in for Sixers and Pelicans.
The Celtics are they have the same negative percentage.
Okay.
Yeah. The Sixers.
How did they
really
get the tiebreaker? Because we won that game in Boston.
Well, actually, because we have. They have, like, less, so, like, the disparity is,
And then
the people getting affected positively the most are the Nuggets, Hawks, and Timberwolves. And fourth most positive, the Warriors.
Oh.
In the last 2 minutes.
So are you telling me Adam Silver is just dragging them into the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
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 I will say that this I don't like to give any credence to the national sports media, especially when they hate on us for being in the play-in game so many times. But this does feel a little bit like Expendables 9, where you're just like, they're still doing that? What the fuck is going on?
I will say this does feel correct because I feel like I've seen LeBron get punched in the top of the head like 18 times in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I just see him constantly like coming down off a dunk and like holding his head, and then you see the replay and it's just a straight swat. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Austin Reeves and Anthony Davis get swiped like this all the time. I know you can't see me, but imagine I have my hand in the air like I'm trying to get a free t-shirt and then just go left to right real fast. Yeah. They always try to swipe the ball from the back and then just clip him on the head a little bit.
The windshield wiper.
There you go. Yeah. That's what that looks like.
This Toronto game, we have...
Dennis Schroeder did that to Austin Reeves in the Brooklyn game on a layup attempt. They didn't call it, but then D'Lo was there to just snatch the ball out of there and lay it up. It was a pretty nice play.
And then he looked right at Dennis Schroeder and he said, "Why did Darvin love you so much?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he love me?
Why doesn't he love me?
How come he don't want me?
He's just full Will Smith swinging.
Yeah.
Four of our starters played under 30 minutes in this Raptors game.
We were kicking their ass.
I mean, truly not much to say in this game. Just an awful game by the Raptors.
Also,
you know who I feel bad for? Nev Bhatia. That guy, I mean, you got one championship. You had to pay all that money to sit courtside. You're a Raptors super fan. They covered you a lot. And now you got to watch this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch these bad teams.
You got to watch a tank roll through Toronto.
What the hell is going on with your team?
They played so bad there was an earthquake in Taiwan.
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't he the guy who offered to buy Kawhi a mansion or an apartment?
Maybe.
Something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Told him he'll get him into David Chang's restaurant.
Yeah. That's a pretty good get.
I got it. I got a standing seat.
I'd play
standing
for that.
Res.
You
got to watch Kelly Olynyk. Ugh.
He's Canadian.
Kelly Olynyk is Canadian?
Yeah.
Wow, I just thought he was an asshole.
He is that, too.
That's weird.
LeBron with a secretive 10 of 12 in this game.
Yeah. He's great.
He's good.
Oh, we had that LeBron kind of fiasco. Actually, I want to talk about this. There's every player returns just to play the Lakers and then gets out of there. RJ Barrett in this game returns to play the Lakers, and then he's injured the next game.
Mm-hmm. And he had a great game.
Yeah, and he had a great game.
And it's good that, you know, we got Gabe Vincent in the game right before this for the Nets back. And so let me just check what he did in this Toronto. Oh, he got injured. He was out with a knee injury.
He wasn't injured.
It is funny. No, that he's not, but it is funny. In the report, it still says, like, Gabe Vincent out, knee surgery recovery.
Yeah.
That is funny.
It was a back-to-back, right?
It was a back-to-back. Yeah. We still have, let's see, we have 5 more games left in the year, and we have 15 more back-to-backs to play.
It's wild. I've been waiting for the season to mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're done.
We're done.
We're
and
done.
We have one. In all honesty, we have one more back to back to get through.
Why are all these games fucking back to back?
It feels like all year we've had too many back to backs.
Also, I feel like when I'm looking at the standings, we've played 4 more games than every.
We
other
still
team.
Have a few more games.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but you've been pissed about this the entire year.
The T-Wolves have played 75 games.
Uh-huh.
We've played 77 games.
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know. We front-loaded our games, I guess.
The Suns have played 76.
And we've played, what'd you say?
77.
77.
We're the only one that's played 77.
Alex, what's up with that?
I got no idea.
Everybody else is at 76.
Is it because we play the in-season tournament game?
I have no idea.
I don't think they would count that, would they?
I don't
they?
Think it counts.
There were games early on that they were like, this counts to get in.
Right. And no, those all the only game that
but everyone played, though.
Yes. Those are real games that count in the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the people
that would be to add up the Pacers, huh?
The people that didn't get into the tournament even played those games against each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That being said, the Pacers do have 77 games played while everybody else on their side. Nope. Cavs have 77.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
This Raptors second unit is one of the worst basketball teams I've ever seen in my entire life. That was until the next game, Washington, when our Lakers third unit is the worst basketball team I've ever seen in my entire life.
I think, honestly, they might be our second unit.
I just remember, like, in that last 2 minutes to 30 seconds was mind-boggling basketball. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, we almost lost.
Jackson Hayes in 9 minutes, just under 10 minutes, with a minus 24. Yeah. How do you do that in 9 minutes?
He knows nobody looks at the box score. He did that through the leg dunk, and everyone's like, Jackson Hayes must be bawling out of his mind right now.
You have to hand the opponent in the ball and then pick them up and make sure they put the ball in the basket to get a minus 24.
He was trying to do another sick dunk. after this Toronto game where he e-spayed on them at the end of the game, wants another sick dunk.
We were running out the clock when there was like a minute and a half left.
Yeah, almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, I Stu Lance was so mad. Stu Lance called it at 2 minutes, was saying the Lakers are playing like we won this game already, and the Wizards are going to come back, and they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 threes in a row.
And then, 3 threes in a row. There was a Max Christie possession where he was running out the clock and then just shot a contested three from the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then someone else, it wasn't Christie, but someone else let the 24-shot violation go off, and Stu was furious.
That was Austin Reeves, LeBron James, to get them out of the game.
Yeah. 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 That's what they said. But, Stu was irate. I don't like when Stu is mad. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I want to be happy. I want to be content, fulfilled.
Yeah. I like that. Is this where Anthony Davis gets poked in the eye again?
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
Some sort of Israeli guy, I think, tried to deck him. Yeah, I think Denny Advia, or however you pronounce
his
name.
Yeah, I completely missed that part.
He gave him a elbow to the face.
Yeah.
In the first.
But he came back. Okay. He came back, and then in that fourth quarter, when the Wizards are coming back, let's see, this was on Laker Nation, but Anthony Davis says him and LeBron looked at each other when the lead got down to 5 and subbed themselves back in before Ham asked.
You think they did it like the Mighty Ducks Bash Brothers? Where they tied their things around the back of their heads and they were like, yeah, and they just fucking went in and started punching dudes?
I think that's exactly what they did.
That's exactly how I would have imagined it. The first person they punched was Darvin Ham on the way in. To call a fucking timeout.
I think we had, like, in this, like, crunch time, we had... Did Castleton... Yeah, we had, like, 3 rookies or something out there with, like, Spencer Dinwiddie and, like, Austin... Like, not Austin, he's someone else. It was just insane.
It was, yeah, I think it was Torian, Jax Hayes, Colin Castleton, Max Christie.
Maxwell Lewis, was he out
there?
Yeah,
Maxwell Lewis.
Yeah.
It was a minute he was out there. And he's a -8.
That's wild.
That's so bad.
That's wild.
What? Yeah, him and Castleton both. That 1 minute they were. Well, hey, I was going to say they had zeros all around, but Maxwell Lewis does have 1 stat line. A turnover.
Yeah, that's bad.
To be fair, though, that's because Champagne. How do you pronounce his name?
Who?
That sounds worse than Siakam.
Champagne.
Champagne?
Uh-huh.
Champagne, Vucevic, and Jordan Poole make a collective 5 of 6 threes.
God.
And I'm sure they're all at that end. And you know the only person who sucked from 3? Kuzma. He took 2. He missed 2. Oof. That's not the Kuzma.
And that's not
I know.
Even that horrible. Missing 2
in
shots.
In that fourth
okay.
quarter.
Yeah.
That first quarter, though, weren't they like... 11 for 11 to start the game? Didn't they do something insane?
The Wizards?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were. It was something annoying I listened to on the radio.
Yeah, they were up like 18-8.
I think they made their first 6, and then by the end of the first quarter, they were 7 of 13.
Yeah.
Crazy.
After this game, Rui, in all games he's had this year as a starter, his splits are 58, 44, and 72.
That's good.
That's pretty damn good. Those splits are 58,
44, 72. I have no idea. 58 is shooting percentage.
Yeah.
Field goal percentage.
Uh-huh.
44 is 3-point.
There you go.
And then 32?
72.
72, field goal percentage. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Free throw. It was a free throw. We've talked about this for literally, it feels like 10 years now, and I still never remember what it means.
And you know what? I wouldn't expect you or want or ask that of you. Alex, again, why was Rui on the bench to start the year?
That's a good question. I think Darvin Ham is a traitor to America.
As we are America's team.
Yeah,
that's true. Everyone loves the Lakers. Well, we went 5-1 on this damn road trip. I don't know what happened in that Pacers game. I can't tell you.
It was the third game in 4 days.
But just nothing was going in. It was crazy to watch.
It was a classic trap game.
Those are the best games, though, right? Like, we all get to leave. We know. We show up. We know they're not there. They know they're not there. You're like, oh, I guess I can go on a jog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ride my bike, and then I remember there was a Lakers game, and then I was like, oh, there's not a Lakers game on today. I'm going to go back on my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can play basketball myself.
I can go play basketball myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And probably shoot better than these guys.
I can go call in a bomb threat at Ashton Kutcher's house. I mean, what?
Yeah, I don't know. What did you say?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
You're going to SWAT Ashton Kutcher? Sure.
It was also after the double overtime against the Bucks, and then that long fucking game against Memphis.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
That felt like it wasn't going to end.
Yeah.
Last thing in this Wizards game, Jordan Poole, 29 points in 34 minutes with a minus 32.
And that was after the plus 8 that he got in the fourth quarter from those threes.
He is not good.
Not going to get any argument here.
I wish Jackson Hayes was better. He showed some flashes of being good, and then he decided he didn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, but he did go through his legs and dunk it.
You got to bring that up.
It was sick.
It's fucking sick, dude.
I
didn't see him fall. I only heard him fall.
Uh-huh.
And they panicked.
It was a really bad
fall. Oh, my God, he's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't get up, too, for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was like, I thought they might have to wheelchair him out.
It was, I was listening to it and don't want to text, right? So I have you guys up when we're listening to games so that I can talk to Siri and have her text. So I wrote in there, like I talked to, like what happened.
Uh-huh.
It takes forever for Siri to like get it, what I'm saying, send it. And then the game turns back on now. And as it turns back on, he goes, oh, he seems to be fine. And then you text back, he seems fine. I just saw it. He seems fine now. I was like, okay, well, nothing.
But it was a brutal fall.
Was it? I still haven't seen it.
It'd be nice if we were not in ninth place.
I think that's what we all agree on.
Yeah, I'm just
I'd love to be in eighth or sixth.
I'll take anything eight and above.
Yeah.
Anything. First, even.
I don't want to win two games in a row. I
don't want to do this.
Against playoff competition.
I feel like there's too many teams in this 7 through 10 range that can catch us slipping on one game.
The teams are good and they have good players.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm not a big fan of that. That's my take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what I can't even think of his name. Who's the guy that's really annoying on ESPN?
All
horrible
of them.
Takes. He used to play for the Thunder.
Oh, Perk.
Yeah. I don't care what Kendrick Perkins says.
I don't care either.
It feels like a lot of people are saying that nowadays. He gets like no play on social media anymore.
He really sucks.
He sucks.
He's really annoying. He's never right about anything. He sucks.
You ever had table for one? You ever gone to a restaurant, table for one?
Sure.
The happiest you've ever been in your life, right?
It feels good.
You think it's not going to feel good because you're so lonely. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, no, I love this.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I saw Perk, LA Live, table for one, Wolfgang Puck as they're going out of business. He looked just as sad as you would think you would feel. It didn't look good.
All right. Until the next time we record, we got three games coming up. What do we got? We got here for all three, Cavs, Wolves, Warriors. We got a Saturday, Sunday back-to-back, and then Tuesday against the Warriors.
3-0.
3-0? Is that your heart or your head saying that?
That's my heart.
2-1.
2-1. The Cavs game is the first of their back-to-back. They play the Clippers on Sunday. Does that change anything?
We have 2 days off.
We got 2 days off.
I feel like we really need that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
When we play the Warriors, they play Sunday, the Jazz, easy game, and then play us on Tuesday. Wiggins is day-to-day. Kuminga was out, and
they
so
just
was
went
Saric.
The fuck off on Houston.
They did. Kuminga and Saric were out.
They knew they needed to win, though.
Yeah.
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 They need to win against us, too, though. Any wins will help them. Or are they locked into that 10 seed?
Okay, so the Rockets are 38-38. The Warriors are 42-34.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're pretty much locked in.
Wiggins hurt his ankle in this game.
That's great.
Yeah. But But he's just day to day. Nothing serious, I guess. Kuminga was out. Sarge was out. Every team, Cavs have a couple injuries. Nothing insane.
I'm going to say 2-1 then. I think a legit 2-1. I think we beat Cleveland because LeBron takes it personal. I think we beat the Timberwolves because LeBron takes it personal. And then we slip up against the Warriors. I think we can go 3-0, though.
I think we can.
It would be really bad if we lost to the Warriors.
It would be bad if we lost to the Warriors. Would it be bad if we lost to the Timberwolves? Wouldn't be as bad. Wouldn't
no,
feel
I think,
as bad.
No, because that's expected.
Yeah. I would I would like to win against the Timberwolves.
You know what to do here.
Unexpected, expected.
Or right. I'd like to lose against the Timberwolves. They sneak in the one seed. We play two play-in games. We get the eighth seed, and then we face the Timberwolves.
This is a scouting
in
mission.
The first round, yeah.
Just let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Because the Nuggets are 2 in the West right now.
But the Nuggets play the Timberwolves in like 2 or 3 games.
Let a man dream.
Well, I mean, they're in control, basically, of their future. Do you think they care if they come out of the first seed or the second seed?
Yeah, because they have to play us.
Well, they want us, right?
I think the Nuggets...
I would want us.
Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I was Denver, I would want us.
Yeah. I would want us.
Yeah, absolutely. Vanderbilt's going to be reevaluated next week. So maybe get some good news coming.
I believe Jovan Bovan said he was supposed to come back in the single digits of the month of April.
Well, I will tell you right now, this reevaluated news comes from Jovan Bua. Jovan Bua. Jovan Bua.
What is his name?
Jovan?
Jovan?
I think his name's Jovan.
Hovan?
Buha? What did you say?
Jovan Bovan?
That's it. Man,
we're really bad at 12:30 games.
Are we?
So yeah, that's why.
Is LeBron about to get the most assists of all time? I think we're fine.
This
if he breaks another record, we're fucked. But if not, we're good.
Could happen.
I don't know what to make of. I can't make heads or tails about this.
Pick one.
I can't.
I could see us going 3-0. I could also see us going 0-3.
Yes, I agree with that too.
I can't see us going 0-3. I will put the shoemaker shoe in of the week is that Lakers beat the Cavs. That's 100% in my mind.
We're
okay,
fucked.
Great.
Yeah. That's the shoemaker shoe in of the week.
I believed in us until that moment right there.
But I can see us going 1-2.
And the only one we beat is
the Cavs.
The Cavs?
Mm-hmm.
We could beat Minnesota.
We can. Yeah, we can.
Have we beaten them?
We've beaten them this year.
Yeah.
And with the Grizz and the Pelicans, and on 2 wins. But that's also a noon game next Sunday.
I'm going to say 2-1. We'll beat the Warriors and lose to the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards is going to go off.
I think we beat the Cavs, and then we have to beat one of these Timberwolves or Warriors. I'm hoping it's the Warriors, I guess.
You want to beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing, scouting mission for sure. Both of them. This is a pivotal point. Both scouting missions. And even that Pelicans game, there's a chance if we make it in, we play the Pelicans.
Yeah. But we're better against the Pelicans.
We are better against the Pelicans. We know how they play because they were all literally Lakers.
That's right.
How many times have we beat the Pelicans?
Since they became the Pelicans?
Let's see. We lost 1 and won 1.
And right? I think that's just regular season.
Let's see. We went win, loss,
win.
I don't think they count that in-season tournament game.
The only one that didn't count was the championship.
Oh.
The other ones counted. Win, loss, win. What about the Timberwolves?
It's 2 losses and a win.
Let's see. What about the Timberwolves? Loss, win.
Yeah, 2 losses and a win.
As long as it's only the most recent one, I'll take it.
All right. I'm going to say 2-1. Kev, put it.
2-1.
2-1. Who do we lose to?
Timberwolves.
2-1,
but we lose to Cleveland.
Wow. Gonna go
against. I think I would prefer that.
Gonna go, yeah, go me against too. The shoe-in.
That's why I'm picking it.
I think I would prefer that.
So that's what your heart is wants.
Yeah, that's what my brain wants too. But I mean, my heart
your brain
and
think it's gonna happen.
2-1 when we lose to Cleveland. Okay. Yeah, we're coming home. It's a home stretch. First game back home.
I'm coming home.
I think we're a little lazy. We get too comfortable. We oversleep.
Uh huh.
Late to the game.
We're going to oversleep on Saturday after having Thursday and Friday off.
There's so much traffic for a 12:30 Saturday game.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
In what way?
There's no traffic.
Ain't wrong.
12:30 on a Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
12:30 on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, there's traffic. Traffic's bad. My apologies. My apologies. My apologies.
In a
my
matter
apologies.
Of seconds,
you think I haven't
vindicated.
Been on the 10 fucking Saturday at noon?
Call Dashboard Confessional because this guy's vindicated.
Thank Nobody you. Heard that album.
I will.
Come on, man.
Album. It was on the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Jesus Christ. What was their big hit?
Dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
They had a few. But
which one? Get the fuck out of here.
They had a fucking few.
Which one did that guy cry to the whole time?
Dude, that was his whole thing. He would cry in concert because he was too emotional. All the songs were...
Mm-hmm.
He loved everybody singing. Also, look up Chris Carrabba now. He's old, but he still... He does like Just for Men with his beard and hair, and it looks hilarious. Anyway, that's the pod. How you boys feeling?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. I wish we keep winning, and I wish we...
Screaming Infidelities? I've
that
never
was
heard
their
that's
first.
What
that's
was.
What broke. They broke out, yeah.
That was the song. I'm going to cry to that on the drive home.
All right.
When you want it, you're going to ask me what I'm going to go eat?
Uh-huh.
My feelings on the drive home.
All right. Thanks for listening. Make sure to get on the podcast app. Like, subscribe.
Rate, review.
Review, leave a comment, click share link and share the link.
Just for the fans that have been asking, the Chinese government did buy Ryan a house, which is why we don't shame the Chinese government anymore.
The People's Republic of China.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. He's here to advocate for TikTok on behalf of Xi Jinping.
Listen, it's a great app. Learn a lot of stuff on it.
That's right. Like what? January 6th wasn't their fault.
Wasn't their fault. You learn how to sow discord amongst Western governments.
Oh, that's important.
I think so. What are you guys going to do after this? Alex?
I'm going to go see Rory Scovel at a show.
Whoa, cool.
Ooh, that
where
sounds
at?
Fun.
Like it's on Highland.
Like it's on Highland.
I forget the actual theater.
It's the big one?
Is it
one?
The Dolby Theater, Hollywood
no,
and Highland?
No, it's
the
like
Avalon?
Further up. It's like between the Bowl and...
Lucky Strike?
Is between Lucky Strike
the
right
Bowl
there?
And
no,
what?
Between the Bowl and the Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on that little stretch? It's
yeah,
at that,
that little stretch.
It's at the Mall? Fuck. The hotel right there?
No, it's like this VFW place. It's like
oh, yeah, right
street.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kev, what are you up to?
Well, shit. Now I'm going to call my wife and see if I don't have to come home so I can go watch Rory Scovel. That sounds awesome.
All right. And I'm going to go try to find a parking spot.
In front of the Rory Scovel show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I got work early in the morning. I don't have to care about parking.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That feels good.
That feels good.
All right. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
Until 10 o'clock. Yeah. Then you got to go to bed and get ready for work.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.